You're listening to a special edition of Away With Words, the show about language and how we use it. I'm Martha Barnett.
And I'm Grant Barrett. We've been going through some of our favorite calls from the past year, and one type of question keeps coming up again and again. It's where the listener wants to know, is there a word for this?
Oh, yeah, we could do a whole show on that. Hello, you have Away With Words.
Hi, this is Holly. I'm calling from snowy Schenectady, New York.
Hello there, Holly.
So here's what happened. I was posting on Facebook, and I wanted to express that gesture of satisfied completion that you get when you slap your hands past each other, in that kind of, you know, I'm a carpenter knocking the dust off my hands kind of way. And I realized there's not really a word for that or a phrase for that that is, you know, can express that in any kind of economy. Mm-hmm. And so I thought maybe you guys could think of one, or maybe if that gesture has currency in other cultures, maybe other cultures have a word for it.
Wow,
that's a big one. So this is so I've just done something, or I'm like, I'm all finished with this situation. I've had enough of this. And I'm like wiping my hands against each other as if there's dust to remove. And then I'm walking away from the scene.
Yeah, and there's a sense of, like, really satisfied, you know, job well done, that kind of thing. And I think, actually, what I was thinking about it recently, that there is, particularly in the way I was about to use it on Facebook, I think there's sort of an element of kind of irony about it, of sort of self-deprecation, that kind of, like, you know, where the denotation is, or the connotation is kind of undercutting the denotation a little bit.
Interesting. I don't know of a term for that. I really don't. I would just call it the all done hand gesture.
Yeah, and what I actually ended up using on Facebook was all done clappy hands, which I thought, you know, is not really a particularly elegant phrase, but at least people would know what I was talking about.
I like it. And it's kind of got that same sense that you're talking about sort of self-deprecating, but also really satisfied. All done clappy hands.
And I don't know of a term in ASL for this. I mean, they have gestures for done and finished in some other
American Sign Language.
American Sign Language, sorry. Yeah. They have gestures for done and finished, but I don't know that they have a special name for those gestures. It's just done and finished.
Well, and the other thing, I mean, I love all done clappy hands. I can't think of anything better. I was thinking Pontius Pilating, but that's not exactly it.
What is the rhythm? There's a nice rhythm, all done clappy hands.
Yeah, all done. You're right.
Something
it's got
nice
a really
about
great
that.
Rhythm. But you were mentioning using it on Facebook. I mean, how would we, is there an emoji for that?
Ooh.
How would you come up with an emoticon for that?
Get cracking. Figure
hands.
It out. Holly, do you think you can do one?
ADCH? Maybe it's just ADCH.
What's that?
All done clappy hands.
The phrase would have to gain some currency before we could shorten it and have anyone have any hope of understanding what we were talking about. Yeah,
you're right. You're
but
right,
you, but
Holly.
If you're writing in text, you're just going to put, I'm done or finito. Or...
But I love all done clappy hands.
I'm glad you like it so much, Martha.
I do.
Oh, I like it, too. But in text, you've got words that already exist that you can
exactly.
use.
I would be curious to know if anybody listening has another term for it, or... alternatively, if we can just publicize the heck out of this and popularize it.
All done, clappy hands. Holly, we're going to try to make this catch on. What do you think?
Awesome.
All right.
All right. Thanks a lot.
Thanks for calling, Holly.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
You know, we did hear some other suggestions from listeners. Amy Boucher wrote us from Independence, Virginia, to say that the expression that works for her is done and dusted. I like that. Done and
too.
Dusted.
You know, that call also triggered a memory for Tony Colonello of Eugene, Oregon. He spent several years working as a slot technician in a Las Vegas casino and wrote us to say, we did a similar action and called it clapping out. It was done to show the security and surveillance cameras that we had no coins, bills, dice, or cards, or anything else in our hands. Tony quit that type of work almost a decade ago, but he says, I still catch myself not just saying the term, but doing the motion to show I am totally finished with whatever I was doing.
Clapping out. I like that. Well, speaking of which, Grant, our work is done here, except for one more thing.
Don't tell me. Let me guess.
Yep. Now's your chance to give back to this public radio station. Call right now to invest in programming that educates and entertains.
Do it right now. We promise it'll feel great. Here's the number to call.